Good morning.
You can hear me?
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning. Morning, good morning.
Good morning.
I was technical difficulties right now. Can you hold on, please?
Thank you.
Go ahead on and pray while Pastor tries to clear up.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, you're worthy. You're worthy of all the honor. You're worthy of all the praise. We thank you for this day.
Yes, Lord.
We bless your name. We glorify your name.
Thank you, Jesus.
We come unto you, God, with praise, and we come unto you with thanksgiving, Lord.
Yes, thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to your name, Lord. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we would rejoice and be glad in it.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Holy Spirit, you're welcome.
Yes,
you're welcome in this place this morning. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord.
Yes.
We praise your name.
Yes.
All glory and honor be to your name, Lord.
Yes.
We lift your name on high.
Thank you.
Because you alone are worthy of all the honor.
Yes.
You alone are worthy of all the praises.
Jesus.
And we come before you this morning, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We give you the highest praise.
You're worthy to be
praised.
Yes, Lord. We thank you.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You, Lord. For yet another day, Lord.
Yes.
We thank
God.
You for new mercy, Lord.
Jesus.
You promise us new mercy each day.
Yes,
yes
Lord.
This is a grace, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, glory to your name.
Yes, Lord.
Glory
Hallelujah.
To your name. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank
Lord.
You, Lord. We
thank you.
We come before your presence with thanksgiving, and we come into your court with praise.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
We thank you for watching over us throughout the night and bringing us to see the morning light. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for yet another day.
Yes.
We thank you for yet another opportunity.
Ah, Jesus.
To call on your name, Lord.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
I thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
You alone are worthy.
Yes,
you alone are worthy.
You
You're
are
worthy.
Worthy.
Yes. You're worthy.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for life.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for this day,
We give you the highest praise, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah, my God, reign.
Hallelujah.
Oh, we thank you for your mercy.
Thank you for your praise.
Hallelujah. Oh, God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
precious name.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory and honor be to your name, Jesus. Oh, glory and honor be to your name, Lord. We worship you. We bow down before you.
Now, right now, this morning.
Oh, glory to your name.
Hallelujah. This morning.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Look at that. You can see your beautiful
face. Oh, glory to your name.
Yes, Lord.
Glory to you,
God, that
Jesus
has prepared to breathe, oh Father God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Lord. Hallelujah. We glorify your name because we thank you for doing it, Lord. Because nobody could do it like you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you for the song in our heart, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, you said the joy of serving you is our strength. And I thank you for that strength this morning, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for the joy in serving you. Thank you for the joy in our heart, Lord. In serving you, because you promised us that we will find joy in serving you. Thank you for this song in our heart, Lord.
Jesus,
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, you woke us up in the right night. Hallelujah. He is my strength, the joy of the Lord. Is my strength, the joy of the Lord. Is my strength, the joy of the Lord. Is my strength. He gives me living water, and I thirst no more. He gives me living water, and I thirst no more. He gives me living water, and I thirst no more. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, the Lord.
Hallelujah.
He is my strength. The joy of the Lord. Thank you for the joy this morning, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord. I find joy in serving you.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the song in my heart, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
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 Praise the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord, that regardless of what I could find joy in
hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. 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 Thank
hallelujah.
You, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We lift your name on high. We lift your name on high this morning, Lord. Because beside you there is no other. You said there's strength in your name. There's power in your name. There's peace in your name. There's joy in your name. So we call on that sweet name this morning. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, there's no other name like the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Well, praise the Lord.
Thank you for your presence, Lord. Thank you for your anointed,
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you for your presence. Hallelujah. I do apologize for our the interruption of her normal process this morning. I don't know what happened. I still don't know what the issue is with our support today, but we were having some kind of issue. So the Lord gave me the wisdom of what to do. I've dialed in just like you have. I don't know what's going on. I was not being heard. But praise the Lord and thank you for your prayers. We have the victory. You know, you just don't give up. You just don't give up. Let the Lord lead you through some door that He opens up. Well, Bri, I'm a little bit tickled because it seems like we're not supposed to do this today for whatever reason, but God has another plan. Now, for today is the Lord has made you the head. You know, that's something that the enemy doesn't want you to know, that you
Hallelujah.
Are.
Hallelujah.
You know, because sometimes we can we can miss that point. And your stand and any victory you achieve must often depend on what you think of yourself. So thoughts about ourselves must line up with what God has already declared about us. And if we think we are defeated, well, we are. If we think of and embrace the victory we have through Christ Jesus, then we are overcomers. So we're going to act and behave today like the head, because that's what He made us to be. Just want to refer you quickly to a portion of Scripture that establishes that fact for us. And that Scripture is Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 12 through 14. And I'm reading the Amplified Version. It says, "The Lord shall open to you His good treasury, the heavens, to give the rain of your land in its season, and to bless all the work of your hands. And you shall lend to many nations, but you shall not borrow. And the Lord shall make you the head and not the tail, and you shall be above only, and you shall not be beneath. If you heed the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you this day, and are watchful to do them." Finally, verse 14, "And you shall not turn aside from any of the words which I command you this day, to the right hand or to the left, to go after other gods, to serve them." So God is speaking to His people through His word, and He's speaking to us not only individually, but as a people. He's telling us that we're the head and not the tail. So we must line up with that thinking. That's God's way of thinking, and we must think of that. No matter what your challenge is today, let us think of that. One of the things that I'd like us to do while we still have some time is to pray for our families. We want to have our families covered according to God's word. And so I would like you to join me in prayer. We are the head. I think most of you are serving in some capacity, either as a matriarch or even a patriarch of your family. And God establishes someone, or certainly gives opportunity to someone, to function as a covering for the family. And all kinds of stuff goes on in families. We know that. However, there needs to be someone who is willing to do the duty, that is, to go down before the Lord in prayer, interceding for their families. And so today, we want to bring that into focus So I'd ask you to join me now as we go to the Lord in prayer about our family, so that the Spirit of God would rule and reign within our family. No matter what's going on, God will bring His order into the lives of our tribe, of our clan, of our family, however we do that. Heavenly Father, we ask you today for your grace and your strength on this brand new day. And we thank you for giving us this opportunity once again to glorify you with the essence of our very lives and being. Father, we know that somewhere, somehow, we have missed the mark, and we're asking for your forgiveness. We're asking for your cleansing. You've made provisions for us that we can have this every day as often as is needed. So we thank you for your forgiveness and for your cleansing. Bless each person that is on our line. Thank you for their faithfulness and for the strength that you've given to them. Now, Father, we ask that each of us will hear your voice today for our families, according to John chapter 10 and verse 16, that we will not be deceived in any area, that you would speak through us to our family, that we will follow you and set a clear path for our families to follow, according to John 16, verse 13 through 15. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, for you are our strength, you are our redeemer, according to Psalm chapter 19 and verse 14. Let our mouths speak wisdom, and the meditation of our hearts be understood, according to Psalm 19:3. Let our speech always be with grace, seasoned with salt, that we will know how to answer every man according to Colossians chapter 4 and verse 6. Give us the tongue of the learned, and lead us to speak a word to him that is weary in season, according to Isaiah chapter 50 and verse 4. Teach us to exhort one another today, that any one of us be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin, according to Hebrews chapter 3 and verse 13. Help us to never criticize, condemn, or complain, because these are destructive weapons that kill, steal, and destroy. They are weapons of the enemy, according to John 10:10. Help us to abstain from all appearances of evil, according to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 19 through 22. So, Heavenly Father, we do desire that you would implant in our hearts, we are doers of the word, according to James 1 and 22. We are in Jesus, and Jesus is in us, according to John 17, 23. We are the body of Christ, according to 1 Corinthians 12 and 27. We are more than conquerors.
Yes.
Through Christ Jesus, according to Romans 8:32-37. We are overcomers. We overcome by the blood of Jesus and the word of our testimony, and we love not our lives unto death, according to Revelation chapter 12 and verse 11. We can do all things through Christ, who strengthens God.
Yes.
According to Philippians 4:13. Hallelujah. As we speak your word, Lord, we know it won't return back to you, Lord, but it will accomplish what it was sent to do, according to Isaiah 55 and verse 11. We ask anything according to your will, you hear us. Because you hear us, we have whatsoever it is we ask, according to 1 John 5:14 and verse 15. We thank you, dear Father, for entertaining and embracing our prayer requests and answering them. We thank you for your compassion. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
And all said, amen and
amen.
Pray. Well, once again, thank God for allowing us to continue on today. Want to quickly remind you of something. You know, the month of February is winding up quickly. So March is upon us in about 5 days. Maybe in one more day. And it's over. February's over in another day or so. And we have distributed the book, Seek God for the City, 2014. And that book covers from March 5th to Sunday, April the 13th. Wednesday, March 5th, which is next week Wednesday. So we begin to pray through that book, Seek God for the City, 2013. Get it out, dust it off, because I gave it out much too early, and so it's hopefully it's available to you. And so on next Wednesday, so you want to begin to look through the book and peruse it and get a sense of how the Holy Spirit is leading us through using that prayer guide, if you will. So it'll go from March 5th to Sunday, April 13th. And that's just 2 days before another important event. That is on April 15th. That is the first day of Passover. I'm excited about it because of how God has blessed us since we've begun to celebrate Passover instead of Easter. We're lining up. We're getting our act together. So we will be celebrating Passover on the second day of Passover. The first day, April 15th, is on a Tuesday. And that Wednesday, we will be celebrating Passover. And what I know my wife and I, and you were invited, I guess to know, you'd have to let us know so they can make room for you. The first day of Passover is the 15th, and we're going to be celebrating with Bethel Church Ministries International. That's Dr. Gloria Harris's church, and she's the apostle over there. So we'll be with them on the 15th, that Tuesday evening. But on Wednesday evening, all toes are pointed towards the Newark Gospel Tabernacle. And I will say this, I'll give you a clue. We're going to require you to register because seating is limited. And it's first come, first serve. So registration for that event will end on the, I believe, the 28th of this month that's coming up, March. So you would need to register, give us the indication of your willingness of your RSVP, so to speak, if you intend to have a seat, and if you intend to bring any of your children or grandchildren with you, they have to be registered as well. Everyone has to be registered so that we can properly plan for that event. So we're looking forward to it. And as I said, seating is limited. Last time or the last times we've done it, it was open and kind of a little bit of a free-for-all, but now it's a lot more structured, and while we welcome everyone, we also To whom much is given, much is required. So you're required to register. It's that simple. No registration, no seat. Because we do have limited seats. You know, yeah, we plan to have it, and we want it to be decent and in order. Because you expect the Lord to be in the midst. So that's your notice on about Passover and about seeking God for the cities, which begins on Wednesday of next week. And we'll be praying through that prayer guide. It's a wonderful prayer guide. It gives us a wide sense of what God is doing across the earth. Now, speaking about the earth, if you've heard the news, if you've been paying attention, you've been seeing what has just occurred in the state of Arizona and the changes that are occurring there and are likely to occur elsewhere, similar changes. Not into debating the merits of what is being done or not being done, but I do want to encourage you to pay attention to the news, and you'll see the word of God being fulfilled as God said it would be. And so it encourages us to pray and to pray in alignment with God's word and with God's heart. So what is happening is there's a shift. We're finding out who's for the Lord and who is against. That's going to become more and more defined. So that's why we want to pray for our family, because we want our families to be on the right side, the right position, under God's laws, under God's covering. So what we're seeing alignments for those who are breakers of God's laws and for those who keep God's laws. So it's becoming the time. So the further we go in time, the more clarity comes to where we are and more definition comes. So it's serious, serious, serious season that we're in. Okay. All right. Now, does anyone have a prayer request? I have your lines open. And if you have a prayer request or a praise report, now you can share it with us. I just wanted to get those things out. And we thank God for, I haven't spoken with Wanda Holland, but her husband, who was in the ICU, I think he went in there Saturday or something like that. We prayed for him, and we prayed over his wife on Sunday. And he's out of ICU. And may even be on his way home. We don't know. I'll touch base later today. We also want to remember Tammy Khalil, who is in rehab right now, and we pray for her. Then we have a couple of people that are recovering from illnesses. We have Deacon Michael Gregory, that's my brother. And he's recovering. I spoke with him last time I spoke with him. He's coming along. And then there's Michelle Lewis, who also is in recovery from her illness, and her treatment and her therapy has been going fine so far. That is true of Mother Etta Bullock as well. She has been doing well, coming through her therapy as God would have it. So then there's Chris Powers. He's in Patterson. He's out of the hospital, I believe, and according to his wife's indications. And so we're praying for them. And then we don't know of Aaron Moore's status. We are just trusting God that he's well. He's back in the island of, I forgot what island it is that he's from, and he and his wife, Diane, are there. And we're praying that they are doing fine, that he's having the victory and he's recovering from his illness. And he's a cancer or was a cancer patient. Let's put it that way. All right. If there's a prayer request, shall we do that now? It would be a good thing. Time is winding up. Your line is open, and don't miss the opportunity if, in fact, you do have a prayer request. Okay. Don't hear any requests. Okay,
praise
so... Hallelujah.
Good morning, saints. I don't have a prayer request to say that. I do have a prayer report. Thanks this morning. Two nights ago, I had I couldn't sleep because I had acid reflux flares up sometimes in the eye. Continually take medications every day, and Monday being my day of fast, I don't usually take it until later on in the evening when I know, you know, I would break my fast and eat, and I forgot to take my medicine, and I ate some spicy food, and I fell asleep rather early. Woke up around some minutes to 12 with some terrible, terrible burning sensation, which that's what the acid reflux does. And, you know, sometimes you know something, but then it kind of like doesn't come to mind. But I thank God that on that early morning, because it was then early Tuesday morning, I was up for several hours. I had the presence of mind, and I have to say it's the Holy Spirit that allowed me to lay hands on myself and begin to pray and I praise God, first of all. Just praise Him, and then began to declare my healing, because it was so overcoming, it was so overwhelming, the burning. And I just began to pray and say, God, I know you are a healer, and I am healed in Jesus' name. And I prayed and prayed and prayed until I eventually start beginning to feel the burning dissipate. I was coughing. I was even feeling like I had short breath, and everything just began to dissipate as I prayed for a while, as I prayed and kept praying, and it dissipated completely. And I was able to, not sleep comfortably, but at least I was able to rest, and the burning sensation went away. So I thank God for that, and I continue to believe God for healing, because I've been taking the medication for many years, and I have to take it every day. If I don't, that's what happens. But I'm going to believe God, because He is my healer, that I would not have to continually take the medication, and then also that I would be more aware of the things that I eat, so that I would not have a repeat of what took place on Monday night. So I give God thanks, I give Him praise, I give Him glory, and I give Him all the honor. Amen.
Praise God. Well, thank you for that praise report. Continue to trust God and believe Him, that He is with you and He is watching over you. So let us, we are getting ready to make our exit. Thank God for this time that we had, and that it was the board. we were able to pray and continue to watch being compassionately over your family. God has made you the head and not the tail, and wants you to overcome. So thank God for His grace on that. Allow me, please, to send this off with a benediction. Please, God. Taken from Jude chapter 24 and verse 25. Now unto Him that is able to keep you from falling, and present you faultless before the presence of His glory, with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion, power, both now and ever. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
See you on Friday. Tomorrow.
God bless everyone.
God bless everyone.
God bless.